It's a fantastic Monday. Why? Because it was a fantastic weekend. Hopefully it was a fantastic weekend for you as well. Hopefully everything went your way, the way you wanted it, at the right time, at the right place. I do want to bring this to attention. Over the weekend, I went shopping, but shopping for something that I don't necessarily always shop for. Like, I'm sure we all have that. Like, I went shopping for a cologne. Now, I don't know if you know this. Like, okay, like, when you go in cologne shop, like, so that way the smells don't... It's kind of like, ginger. When you eat, like, when you're eating, like, so many exotic foods and blah, 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 and then you taste, you clean your palate with ginger. With cologne, you do so with coffee. You, like, smell coffee so that way it can, like, you know, clear your nose a little bit. And that way, anyway. But I didn't do that. I could not find the specific cologne because they were like, okay, this is a sample or whatever. And then they were out of the one I was looking for. Okay, how do I put this? Okay, so... It had a certain design to it, the one that I wanted to purchase. It had a certain design to it, and the bottle had a certain design to it, and I was like, okay, well, where's this one? And they were like, oh, well, we must be out. And I was like, well, no, I see it right here. And then I thought I found it, and I was like, oh, no, that's this one. It gets way more confusing from there. But I ended up finding... the cologne, but it was between one and another one. There was one they had plenty of. Then there was another one they only had one of. And then I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, well, how about this? How about I just get this one, the one that they only had one of? So I went with that. But then I had like buyer's remorse. Because I was like, what if this isn't the one I was looking for? Because I was spraying them and I was like, they were like, well, which one is it? And I was like, I don't know because you don't have coffee for me to smell. I was like, it all smells the same at this point. I just smell. So I'm sitting there trying to debate which one to get. And then I bought the one that only had one in stock. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, I got buyer's remorse now. So let me go back. And then I was like, let me get that one. And then they were like, anyway, I ended up buying all of them. Long story short, because I just didn't know which one. And it's important. Okay, there's a reason that this comes up, and it's going to be the question of the day. Heads up. Just a bit of a heads up there. But it's going to be the question of the day. And I also want to talk about things that I... things that I tried and they were really, really good, and things that I watched. So that is also on the way. Like I said, I hope everyone's weekend was fantastic. I have, by the way, it was National Hamburger Day, or like, so it was a day for you to go out. I mean, there might be a little bit of time left. Who knows? Make a run for it, you know? McDonald's was giving out 50 cent hamburgers. Double cheeseburgers. Which, by the way, who remembers when double cheeseburgers from McDonald's was like a dollar and like maybe $1.50? $3.29. $3.29. So when they were saying 50 cents, I was like, yeah, I'll do that. But also, $3.20. No. It's not a gourmet burger. I don't even like, I'm going to be honest here, folks. The taste is good, but the texture, I don't like the texture of McDonald's burgers. I don't. Because... it's like, it's this weird crumbly, it like crumbles apart in your mouth, and I don't like that. It crumbles like a weird cookie, a cookie that's chewy. I'm not a fan of that. Some people are like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I like the flavor. I do. I just wish, like, whenever I go there, I'm like, hey, can you make it, like, you can burn my patty. Burn it. So that way it kind of sticks together like it's supposed to, like a burger. I don't know. But then again, I did say in one of my other shows that I'm, like, not really eating beef as much. So maybe it's just, like, I'm not used to the texture anymore. Who knows? What I do know is that there is a break, which means we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the question of the... No. Facts? I don't even know anymore. You know what? Well, welcome to the show. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the question of the day. There's facts to come. And then there's also the entertainment. And I do want to mention that this is episode 300. We made it to the big 300. What terrible excitement was that? This is the 300th episode of The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to do something special. Maybe on episode 301, I'll, like, give out, like, a gift card or something. I don't know. Done it before, I'll do it again. Why? Because it's The Daily Shift, and I hope you tune in so that way you have a chance to win whatever it is that I'm going to give out. It could be a slice of, it could be a blade of grass, but at least you want it, right? It's a chance to win, a chance for new things, a chance to make episodes 300 to 400 that much more amazing. And it can only be amazing with you. Right here on The Daily Shift, you know the many ways to find us. Google Podcasts, iTunes Music, Amazon, Stitcher, CastBox, the Jukebox Radio, MySpin Radio, Outside the Box Radio. There's tons of ways to find us, so there's never an excuse. Go back, listen to all the episodes that you can, have fun with us, and more importantly, have a fantastic day. We're going to be right back after this break. Keep it locked. Oh my goodness gracious, it's back. When I say it's back, I mean the show, The Daily Shift, back to bring you whatever this is. I actually say it's entertainment at this point. What can we call this? Well, we'll call it The Daily Shift, which brings me to the question of the day. I feel like I'm doing it wrong. You know what? Whatever. We're just going to keep... Maybe on episode 400, we'll switch it up. It'll be the intro to the facts, to the question of the day. But for right now, let's get into the question of the day, which I hope you find something that you can think about while you're walking around and... Well, walking... Let's say walking away, because this has to do with... What is said behind your back? And believe me, people say things behind your back. And it doesn't have to be like randomly throughout the day. Like, I mean, like right away. Okay. So, okay. And it's sometimes it's not even behind your back. Sometimes it's to your face because they don't know. Okay. So, there's a reason I went cologne shopping. Because everybody likes a good compliment every now and again. And, like, I keep it a secret, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, well, it's me, you know? Okay, so this is what happened. Somebody walked into the room, and then they were like, oh, my gosh, it smells so good in here. And then, like, I was like, in my mind, I was like, it's me. But, like, I didn't think that until they were like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, oh, well, what are you smelling? you know, I tried to coax it out of her. She was like, oh, it smells like, oh, it smells like flowers or it smells like vanilla flowers or, and like, she went on. And then I was just like, I gave myself the nod of approval, you know, but also I've seen this and I've heard this, like things that people say behind people's back, not in a bad way. I'm talking about good stuff. We all know people say bad things behind people's back. I'm talking about the good stuff. Like, there was another individual that, entered the room, and then like, they were like, okay, like, all right, I'll be right back, guys. I just got to run back down to my car or whatever they said. And, right after he left, they were like, oh my gosh, he smells so good. And then they were like, it was like a whole conversation. He always smells really good, you know, like, and then there was another conversation. Like, they were like, that boy is so cute and he knows he's cute. And I was just like, what is happening right now? I was like, is this what you guys talk about when we leave the room? And then they were like, well, you know, not about everybody. And I was like, well, hold on. I was like, am I included in that conversation? I never wanted to be part of a conversation more than that moment. Like, hold on. Like, like, I want to, like, you know, to be a fly on the wall would be great in one of those situations. Just to be a fly on the wall, just for one of those moments. You might also hear some things that you can flies actually hear with all their buzzing that they're doing. Just saying. Anyway, but no, like, I always wonder what people say behind people's back. Like, you know, but now that I have a little bit of insight, and that's another thing. Like, I noticed this. A lot of my friends always say positive things. It's never like negative, like, oh my gosh, they're so annoying. It's surround yourself with people like that, that you feel have a positive energy, because more than likely it is. Like, I personally haven't, like, and like, even I've heard them say like negative things, but not like, okay, so they'll be like, there's like, they'll be like, oh my gosh, this person, like, they have this tendency to do this or this or this. But then they'll be like, but that does not mean I don't love them. They're the soup, like, they're the nicest person I've ever met. And oh my gosh, they'll always have your back. That's the kind of energy that you want to surround yourself with. Like, you know, so that way, like, you never, like, for instance, none of us have ever entered a room. Now I do, but none of us have ever, none of us have ever entered a room and wondered, oh my gosh, are they, like, saying something bad about me or whatever? Because we're surrounded by each other and we all know that we're going to say something, like, whatever is happening when you're not in the room. First of all, who cares? I silently raise my hand. But no, but really, like, we all know, like, no matter what, we care about each other, we're going to take care of each other and all that kind of jazz. So that's why none of us ever really worry about what's being said. Oh my gosh. See, you see? And on that moment, somebody's calling me, you'll never believe what's being said about you right now. That's what that was. That's what that... But no, really. Surround yourself with just good energy, good people, good, fun, loving people, people who care about you, who care about your best interest. That's also very important. And if they're saying things behind your back, who cares? Because, you know, they're still your friend at the end of the day. Everybody gets on everybody's nerves. And I know a song that gets on everybody's nerves, and this is how it goes. And if you get that song, then, you know, because not everybody, but if you've had a sibling, never mind. That's going way, way off topic. And we want to stay on topic. And the topic right now is going to a break. Keep in mind the things that are being said behind your back, but also know that don't take it too personally. Why? Because they're still your friend. They still care about you. They're still looking out for your best interests. And that's what's important, not what's being said about one conversation. you know, whatever. Shrug it off. Tell them that you care about them and keep on chugging. Why? Because we're going to chug through the rest of this week together. You know the many ways to find us. You can find us also on the Wisdom app. That's where a lot of the shows have been recently, namely because there's been a lot of people. There's been a lot of things happening there. Cecilia's birthday. Happy birthday. I hope you got your Fudgy the Whale cake, by the way. We're going to take a break. You can find us on Wisdom. You can find us on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Podcasts, so many, the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, tons and tons and tons of ways. But there's only one way to listen, and that's if you're on the channel. So don't press anything. Don't check any text messages. All right, you could check one text message. But we're going to take a break in that time that you do that. In the meantime, all you have to do is keep it locked. Hopefully, you all have been enjoying the show and your weekend and everything that has been this year. Not gonna put anything out because it wouldn't be the year if it was all positive. Then how would you know something is positive? Gotta bring the negativity in into it too. Like, bad things happen for a reason, you know? We don't know that reason. Just like we don't know the meaning of life. And if somebody tells you that they do, then send them my way because I have so many other questions. Like, why is cheese yellow even though milk is white? Now, it's like, oh, well, you know, science says, no. I want, except cheddar. Cheddar is okay, but cheddar is the, it's like all the vowels, like A-E-Y-O-U, and then sometimes Y. Cheddar cheese is the why. Anyway, I want to jump right into these amazing facts that I have found for you today. Speaking of cheese, so let's get into the facts, shall we? It's time for the facts, and you can follow along if you would love to. You can find these facts at columbuspark.com. columbuspark.com. And it's going to be 6 surprising facts about binge eating disorder. Now, I chose this one for a reason. Because everybody does it. Like, even when, like, some people will be like, oh, well, I didn't eat today. But then when they finally eat, they're eating a ton, you know, because they feel like they're just so hungry. I nibble. Like, I'll take, like, a few bites. And then I'll walk away from my food and then come back. Like, that's just the day. Like, I'll come back and then, like, take a few more bites. But when I finally actually get to sit down and eat, I think I actually do. I don't know if I binge. Like, I'll make, like, a big plate of something. Like, you know, like, a huge side of macaroni and cheese. A huge side of macaroni and cheese. And then the main course would be meatloaf. With a side of macaroni and cheese. No, I'm kidding. But no, seriously. Now... these facts are 6 surprising facts about binge eating disorder. Number 1, binge eating disorder is the most common eating disorder affecting approximately 1 to 5% of adults in the United States. I mean, it could be worse. It could be 1 to 2%, you know. Wait, That's not worse. Wait, is that worse? Or, I don't know. See, pay attention to school, folks. And of course, you can go to the site and you can read the, there's passages below that you can read and follow along with. Number two, those who suffer from BED often have high levels of shame. And by the way, I think that doesn't just come with that, but also when you're eating in front of people, like, I remember, like, I did not like eating in front of people because, like, it just felt weird, you know, like, especially when you, like, first do it, which is why, like, when you go to school and, like, yeah, you eat food in front of, like, schoolmates and things like that, you know. It's like, whoa, like some people will tease you, some people won't, like, whoa, slow down, you know, it's not going anywhere. And it's like, yeah, but we only have like 30 minutes. I don't know. But like also, like shame on just like maybe the amount or maybe what you're eating. Like maybe if there's a reason, like if you're eating a salad, oh, you're on a diet now. And, you know, first of all, focus on your own, like what why are you focused on what I'm doing anyway? There's tons of different things to think about there. And there's also a passage under there. I don't think you should have shame when you're eating. The only person I think should have shame is the person, you know who you are, by the way, when I say this. You ate potatoes with cheddar cheese and sour cream. Then you had a big old glob of sour cream on the side of your mouth. And then you looked at me and you smiled the biggest smile I've ever seen. Like you were just so proud of yourself, so smug. You know what? That was the most disgusting thing. I've never hated sour cream more. And if you've listened to the show, you know I don't like sour cream. And that's part of the reason. Just, you know who you are. I'm sorry. Number three, binge eating is associated with a number of dangerous health risks. I feel like I want to read this one. Actually, you know what? I'm going to, because it mentions some, like, it's talking about your health. So in case anybody out there is doing it. So here is some reasons maybe to avoid it. Like you didn't feel badly enough about it already. Long-term consequences of binge eating include high cholesterol, heart disease, high blood pressure, gallbladder disease, diabetes, and... Okay. Now, see, every time musculoskeletal problems. That was easy. Maybe I said it wrong. Anyway... Number four, binge eating disorder affects both men and women, of course. And there's a little passage under there if you want to read that. But I think we know binge eating disorder can affect everybody. And especially now in today's society where people are sharing, where you can share pictures of like you at the gym or pictures of what you're eating and what you look like and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I want to look like that, or I want to, you know, and then people change their diets and things like that drastically instead of just easing themselves into it. And I'm no dietitian. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying that people do that. And maybe that's not the best approach. It's like kind of quitting cold turkey, you know, and maybe that's not the best approach to some of these things, especially when it comes to eating, because now you're craving things or maybe like I said, I'm no dietitian. Maybe you don't have to listen to me, but I'm just, in my opinion, people start craving things and now like they've cut themselves off from, let's say you love, I don't know, milkshakes. You've cut yourself off from milkshakes for like a month and you're like, oh, I've been doing really good and this, that, and the other. And it's like, you know what? I can go for a milkshake. I deserve it. You have one milkshake and then like that same day you have another milkshake and then you have another milkshake, you know, you have, oh no, I won't have a meal. I'll just have three milkshakes today. You know, you start binging on that kind of stuff, you know, and maybe that's not considered binging. Because it's not in one sitting, but still, you know, you get where I'm going with it. And hopefully you get where I'm going from there, because I'm going to take a break. There are more facts there. Do not forget that. All you have to do is just go to the site and see for yourself. It is going to be columbuspark.com. Once again, columbuspark.com. Hopefully you go there, you find some facts that you love, you read up a little bit more, you gather as much information as you can, because it affects all of us at some point in our lives, maybe not immediately or maybe not yet. But this can possibly help you in some kind of way. And hopefully this show helps you put a smile on your face as we get ready to endure the week. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break and we will see you right after. Don't move a muscle. Back for another fantastic day. Not just any day, the 300th episode. That's today! 300 episodes of this, of whatever this is, this nonsense. And I hopefully you enjoy this nonsense. And the nonsense makes sense to you when you're working throughout the day. I think when you're working throughout the day, any nonsense makes sense. At that point, you're just like, eh, it's fine. Put your shoe on your head because that's how you walk. Fine, that works. You know, you're just going through the paces at that point. We're just going through the paces here. And the next pace, the next lap around the track is going to be talking about movies and entertainment. The entertainment, I do want to say this. The movie Strays is phenomenal. I don't know if I talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again because it was just that great. The movie Strays was really good. It was just so much fun to watch. I wish it was for kids. It's rated R. Keep that in mind. Now, whatever you do with that information, do what you will. But the movie is rated R, but it is a fun movie. It's just like a look into a dog's mind. And I don't want to spoil anything, but this is like one of my favorite scenes, you know. When they're out, when the dogs are out on the town, as so to speak, that's one of my favorite scenes, and they're trying to get somebody else to join them. That's all I'm going to say. It's not really spoiling anything. It's a movie about dogs, so you know dogs are always encountering each other anyway. Just saying. But just that. And, oh, there's so many. I really, really, really want to talk about it. It was just such a good movie. Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx, and Isla. I can't remember her last name. She's married to Borat, as beautiful as she is. Nothing against Borat. I just never saw the movie. And nothing against him because I don't know him. So, but I will say I am jealous. She looks like if you've ever seen The Office, then she looks like she... Oh, no. Those are three... Oh, my gosh. They even did an episode... Oh, never mind. I can't jump into that now. What we are going to jump into is things to look out for. I have tried a cake, and it was a king cake. If you know what that is, then you know where I'm heading with this. I tried a piece of king cake, and it was delicious. And it was from the brand called Big Boy. Big Boy King Cake. Now, I've had this for a while, a few days, and I've been picking at it. It's so delicious. Each bite is just so good. I've had it warm. I've had it cold. I haven't had it hot yet. I haven't heated it up, but it's one of those things that's like so sweet that you're like, you know what? If I have any more of this, you know, it's really good. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to leave it for you to decide if it's too sweet or whatever. A singular slice will do you. It comes in a plastic little container. Big Boy cake, and it has different flavors. Like it has king cake, it has birthday cake. Birthday cake was the first flavor I had, and it got me into the king cake because I was like, now I wonder what this flavor tastes like, because it was like rainbow colored and was colorful and it looked inviting. And it was. The flavors were inviting itself. Keep that in mind. Also, McDonald's, like I mentioned earlier, McDonald's had double cheeseburgers for 50 cents, even though they're $3.29 now. Ridiculous, in my opinion. But whatever. They also have a cookies and cream pie. Now, this is one of those things that was like spot on. And I think it wasn't even cooked properly, or maybe it was like overcooked, or like one of the ones from like the from like Sunday or something, like the night before. I don't know, but I went and got one, and oh my gosh, it's one of those things that you take one bite of, and then all of a sudden, you find yourself finishing it. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna have one bite. Oh, just one more bite. Just one more bite. It was so delicious. I just, Anyway, things to keep in mind as you're going around doing your daily duties throughout this week. I'll be here for you in so many ways. You know the ways. I'll be there on the Wisdom app. You can check us out. Subscribe for the notifications so that way you know when I'm live. Truly, Julie, love you, girl. Of course, Chuck, good friend, always has words of wisdom, always looking to have a good time. And of course, Cecilia Grace, happy birthday again. I hope everyone is having a fantastic week so far as we get started. And I hope everyone has had a fantastic weekend. And if it is morning for you and you're heading into Tuesday, ready to embrace what is this week. By the way, Monday has really kicked me in the rear end. But you know what? We always bounce back because that's what we do here. That's what we do. We bounce back. If you don't bounce back, then you're just going to lay there and this is life. No, we're going to bounce back and we'll bounce back together. So if it's Monday, then good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. If it's Tuesday. If it's Tuesday morning for you, you see what Monday did to me? It hit me so hard, I don't even know what day it is, but it's okay. We'll figure it out together. So good morning to everybody who's enjoying their Tuesday morning. Get your cup of coffee, get it started. But if it's still Monday night, then good night. Go and get your double cheeseburger for 50 cents. Go and get what you need to get to enjoy the night. And with that, this is The Daily Shift, and I will see you all next time. Keep it locked.